to his word and be blessed. Oh, this is your moment of blessing. The sword is flying. Open your eyes to his word.
Welcome to today's episode of From the Altar Day Devotional with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi. God bless you.
Good morning or good day. Blessed be the name of the Lord for giving us another opportunity of seeing today in your new day, the 11th day in the month of February. This new day shall favor you in the name of Jesus. No matter who has been working against your destiny, they labor in vain. I'm Pastor Femi Mike Alabi, the lead pastor, Christ Empowered International Ministries, Remiolofa Royal Estate, Elebu, Oluyole Extension, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. Welcome to today's daily devotional message, tagged from the altar. Today, the Lord is talking to you. He's giving you honor that nobody works against you and be successful. But before we go into the scripture, let us celebrate the birthdays for people that were born today, and we say happy birthday. In your new day, you will break fallow grounds. You will progress. Great and mighty things you do, your life shall be full of testimony. Happy birthday. And to those that have their anniversary today, I don't know what anniversary you are celebrating today. Wedding, graduation, establishment of business, dedication of building, acquiring new things that your life needed, and it has become celebration, the yearly celebration. In this year anniversary, I rejoice and celebrate with you. Today, the 11th day of February, we still give you more joy in Jesus' mighty name. Happy anniversary celebration. And to those that are strong, or those that have been trusting God for one thing or the other, thereby you have been looking up unto God, I pray today that your day of visitation is today in Jesus' mighty name. The Lord's mighty grace will fall upon you. Receive mercy to break out of that sickness, to break out of that bondage, to break forth out of that barrier. That great thing that you are looking up unto God for is done in Jesus' mighty name. And those that are incapacitated in one way or the other, you are incapacitated in one way or the other. The mighty hand of the Lord comes upon you, strengthen you, brings you forth in the mighty name of Jesus. It is well with you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, brethren, let's see what the scripture is holding in store for us today. The Lord is saying something to you. It's an honor. He has assured you that as you go in the journey of life, though your people will gather because of you, things may be happening against you, but one thing is sure, they will not overcome you. So let's look at the word of the Lord in today's scripture in the book of Isaiah chapter 54 verse 15 and Isaiah 54 verse 17. Let's see what the Lord is saying there. The Lord is saying that, behold, they shall surely gather. Wow. He said, behold, they shall surely gather. So it's a must. People must gather against you. They must gather to envy you. Some must work against you. But he said something. Behold, they shall surely gather, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. How? The Lord knoweth everything. And that's why he's giving you that assurance today. He said they will surely gather. So don't bother yourself that people are gathering about you. They are saying negative things about you. There is no way you can escape it, because it puts it there that they will surely gather. So anyone that gathered to attack you, they will do it in vain in Jesus' mighty name. He said, I will not have sent them. Yes. When God has not ordained their steps, God has not sent them to come and attack you, and they are attacking you. Whosoever is doing that, not minding their numbers, they will labor in vain in Jesus' mighty name. The Lord of hosts has given you that honor, that singular honor. You know, he said, if I'm with you, nobody can be against you. So the Lord is with you today, and whosoever gathered against you, they will do it in vain, and they will not be able to assuage you or do any evil concerning you. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are sincerely and divinely protected. If you read that place further, he said he created them. The Lord said he created them. He said, behold, I have created this meat that bloweth the coals of the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the waster to destroy. He created the waster to destroy, but not you. you shall not be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Brethren, I don't know what you are passing through. I don't know your status, but one thing is very sure. When you acquire great power by giving your life to Christ, you are not ordinary. You are not ordinary. He created everything and he has given us a name that is above every other name. That at the mention of Christ's name, every knee bow. So the moment you have given your life to Christ and you said in the name of Jesus, that means the weapon that might have done, whatever they might have done, every satanic altar they might have raised, every evil gang up they might have got, every occultic forces and power they might be using, that name neutralizes it, sets you free, mount an edge of fire around you. Hear this, hear what the Lord is saying here. In the book of Isaiah chapter 54 verse 17, Isaiah 54 verse 17, he said, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Wow. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Brethren, this is one thing I'm double sure of. You cannot attack me and be successful. I may be single, but I know the Lord has formed an hedge of fire around me. Today, as you are hearing this, why don't you submit yourself to the one that is greater than you? He said this. He said, no harms, no weapon. You know, when he said no harms, no weapon, it means that even if they use the most sophisticated weapon, so far it's a weapon, cannot harm you. So far, they have called it weapon. He said it can't harm you. It cannot make you to, it cannot beat you. And the Lord said, he will show himself to everybody that is against you that is a true God. Because you have surrendered to him. It's like enveloping whatever you put in an envelope until the envelope is torn. If they don't hear it, what is inside is concealed. So when you give yourself to God, God wrap you up. You are enclosed in him. So whosoever will form an hedge of fire around you, or will fight against you and be successful, or will work against you and be successful, that means they must have conquered God. They must have conquered God, and they cannot conquer God because God sent his son to come and show us the pattern. He gave us a pattern. So when you are in Christ, you are already enclosed. That blood that was shed on Calvary was not just for the fun of it. It was the blood that has been working against every weapon formed or fashioned against you. And the Lord said, because you are his servant, that because you have given yourself to him, you are his child, the Lord said, everything that they do, we work against them, and their righteousness will only make you to prosper. But whosoever comes against you shall suffer for it. Brethren, let me stop it here today, and by the grace of God, I'll be coming your way again tomorrow. This has been it. Keep it up, and the Lord bless you in Jesus' mighty name. For inquiries, contribution, or questions, you can call on these numbers, +234 70 3274 3842, or +234 080 56 16 7840. The Lord bless you richly as you are doing that in Jesus' mighty name. And to those of you that wants to join us in the work of God that is in our hand, you want to bless the ministry, you want the work to run smoothly, you want to sow seed, you want to become covenant partner, or the Lord is just telling you to join us in the things that we are doing, you can do so through the account number of the church, Christ Empowered International Ministries, FCMB account number 375-919-7017. The Lord bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Seed belongs to man, sow it. Fruits belong to God. His fruitfulness shall abide with you in Jesus' mighty name. Make gratitude your attitude, and it will determine your altitude in Jesus' name. By his grace, I'll be coming your way tomorrow. Before then, I say shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Michael Abi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in his word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name, Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number, 375-919-7017. Bank, FCMB. or you can use 3025365130. Account name, Alabi Femi. Bank, First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234 90380214 02 or +234 80561678 40. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.